It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Barack Obama was in Baghdad meeting with the Iraqi leaders, and they all asked him the same question. When can you start?
You fellas have a lot of growing up to do, I'll tell you that.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
What?
Completely ridiculous.
It's dirty. It's hairy. And it smells delicious.
Oh, yes, sir.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. 877-365-3636. We're going to play You're the Poet in just a second
You're
here.
You're the Poet.
We have not only $100 cash to give away for this game, but passes for two.
Ooh.
For the advanced screening of The X-Files, I Want to Believe.
Mm-hmm.
That is this Thursday night at the Consolidated Theaters Majestic 20 in Silver Spring.
The truth is out there, Mike.
Is that going to be the next biggest one next to Batman?
Won't be nearly as big.
No.
Don't be nearly as big, but would that be next in line, do you think?
It has its following.
It does. It'll be a niche following, as Fishbine said.
I remember the old days when we do the Mulder Scully thing.
Mulder Scully.
Scully! Mulder, Scully.
Is it Jillian Anderson?
Yes.
Hasn't she gotten hotter as she's gotten older?
I think so. I think she looks good.
All right, let's cue the music, Rob. Here we go. It is time for You're the Poet.
You are the Poet.
Now, for everybody that's listening to me on hold, listen up, people. Not only do we not accept roses are red, violets are blue poems, but we need your poem to have a title so that if your poem is one of the finalists, and all finalists will get the screening to The X-Files, we have to have a title so we can keep track of you.
So we were recorded also.
That is the way it works. So without further ado, we present a moment of verse as we play You're the Poet. I thought Rob was going to say You're the Poet.
You're
again.
The Poet.
Thank you.
See,
thank you
it.
So much. Let's get right to it and go to Vermont. Very poetic state. Tim in Vermont. How are you, Tim?
I'm well.
Tim, how long have you been writing poetry, my friend?
Not very long.
Pretty long.
About five minutes.
I don't write poetry. It's just something I created.
It's something you created on the spur of the moment. You were inspired by the show. Is that correct?
Yes.
Were you touched by a muse?
He doesn't know what a muse is.
Duh.
I'm not holding out a tremendous amount of
I'm not musing. I have a throw out, though.
A throw out?
Yep.
We must have a title. Does it have a title?
This is just a throw out.
Go ahead. What's that? Now, this doesn't count as your poem, right?
It's where we throw him out after he says this.
DP2 in Yahoo Rules.
Oh, do you mean a shout out?
A shout-out, yeah.
Oh, a shout-out.
You
shout
can't
out.
Even do that right.
Jim, Tim, I'm sorry you sound very challenged, but we will now listen to your poem. I hope that the way you've spoken to us up until this point is not indicative of what the poem we are about to receive will sound like. And without further ado, what is the name of your poem, Tim?
Rockstar Legends.
Ah, very good.
Rockstar Legends. Write it down, Buzz. And now,
Tim, you are the poet.
You're the poet, Tim. Here is Rockstar Legends.
Bruce is the boss. Elvis is king. Diana Ross, she sure can sing. But Billy is my idol.
Oh, no.
Oh, the judges didn't like that, Tim.
I am sorry. We're going to throw that one back. But, Tim, we thank you for participating. I'm sorry you will not be getting the X-Files screening tickets, but you're in Vermont anyway, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
That's
and I like the politeness.
Reward enough.
Please, the proper amount of decorum on You're the Poet.
You're the Poet.
Bruce Springsteen is the boss.
Let us go to Kevin, Fairfax, Virginia. Kevin, how are you?
I'm doing excellent, Mike. How are you doing today?
Only one way to go but up there, Kevin. If you listen to Tim, we are ready for you to be the poet.
You're the poet.
What is the name of your verse?
My name is Finish Me.
What is it?
Finish Me.
Finish Me.
Yeah. Well, it might be related to having AVN's Paul Fishbine on the show.
Could go
I'm
a
not sure.
Of ways.
It might have been. You'll have to understand it, and maybe you'll figure it out.
Right. Oh, so it's something deep.
It is a little deep. It has a superficial one, but there's a little deeper meaning if you want to dig.
Uh-huh. Kevin from Fairfax, you're the poet. Here is Kevin with his poem,
Finish Me. Oh, I'm sorry. Finish me. You're so close. You're driving me to the edge. I love you the most.
Oh, dear.
Finish me. I can't take it anymore. You often leave me hanging, unsatisfied, walking out the door.
Mm-hmm.
Finish me. Finish. Thank you.
Oh,
nice.
Wow.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Polite golf applause.
I think it deserves applause.
Well, let's go around the room here. Rob, we have the option to keep old Kevin on the line or chuck him back. What do you say?
Let's hold on to this young bard.
All right. We're going to hold on according to Spiewak. What do you think?
I found it to be as deep as promised.
I'm going to go with the guys. We're going to hold on to you, Kevin. All right. You will be a finalist for the poem. I hope we can do better. Let's see what happens. We go to Victor. This is always scary to me. Victor's from Kansas.
But why am I scary to you?
Just the area you're calling from. Seems to be somewhat problematic recently,
Victor. Well, evidently you've never been here, huh?
I have been there,
Wouldn't
Victor.
It be magnificent if his name...
Stepped in what? What'd you say?
Skip it. I hope you lose.
Hey, Victor, are you the old guy? Excuse me, Victor? Victor? Victor, if we're going to play, you're the poet. You're going to have to speak when spoken to.
I'm ready. Are you ready?
No, I am not ready, and you're going to go at my pace. All right, Victor?
I'm at your beck and call.
All right. Now, Victor, I know you're in your 80s. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. I am ready for you. What is the title of your poem, Victor?
My Way.
All right. Welcome to You're the Interrupting Poet.
Is it 84, Victor? Is that how old you are?
No, I'll be 86, my next birthday, March the 8th.
Maybe the oldest contestant.
I know, Rob. I know. I've heard it.
Hope you see it.
You can shut up now, Rob. Okay. Go ahead.
All right. You can quit breathing anytime, Victor.
Here's Victor.
More likely than me shutting up.
With My Way.
All right.
Go ahead.
All right. I'll sing you a love song, My Way. My darling, I hope... hold on just a minute. I will sing you a love song, My Way. Then, my darling, I'll know what to say. I will tell you I love you the way that I should. I won't do the acting that movie stars would. I'll kiss you, my darling, my way. Don't laugh.
Sorry!
I will kiss you, my darling, my way. For as an actor, I'm sure not okay. I will put on a show, for I want you to know. I will sing you a love song, My Way. Give me the $100.
Wow.
Now, Victor, ladies and gentlemen.
Victor, did you write that?
I wrote it.
Oh, wow. And how good long job. Ago? What was that the 20s that you wrote that?
Before the song My Way was popular.
That's right.
He wrote it.
You see, you led me to believe that it was all right. I was going to ask you if it was all right if I wrote something years ago.
For sure.
And I wrote three or four different songs that way.
So is this a poem that you, like, got out of an old travel, what do they call those things?
A steamer trunk?
You got this out of your steamer trunk?
I used to be a singer. I sang, seriously, in San Francisco. I made my living singing.
Very nice.
In drag.
Is there anything you could sing for us, even though this is You're the Poet and not You're the Singer? Could you sing a little something for us?
Well.
Come on, I hate to put you on the spot. Victor, don't have a heart attack on me.
I got to think of this song, just a minute.
Okay.
What was the name? Wait a minute.
Five foot two.
Billie Holiday sang this song in a show called The Notebook.
Okay. Very good. Good luck. Calm down, Victor. It's going to be okay. You don't have to if you don't want to, but if you want to sing for us, go ahead.
But I want to.
Go ahead. All right. Go ahead, Victor.
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut tree, the wishing well.
Oh, wow. Victor. Oh, dear. He's continuing. Oh, no.
In every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay, I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, and I'll be seeing you.
Oh, all right.
Wow.
All right.
Unbelievable. Fantastic.
That is terrible.
That is delightful. That added to your poem. I like that, Victor.
Hey, and you know what?
What?
I really got a job singing with a band by singing that song.
That's delightful.
I hope the band played loud.
All right. You know, I'm putting you on hold just for the hell of it, Victor. All right?
Yeah, and I'll stay on hold just for the hell of it.
Thank you very much. That's Victor, ladies and gentlemen.
Just like Kansas. He's a little flat.
That's our token old guy. I love that. I like Victor. I really do.
Don't keep him on hold long.
Boy, Victor slowed us all up. We got a lot of people that want to play this game. Tyler, Sacramento, California. Tyler, you got a poem for us?
Yeah, how you guys doing today?
We're doing great, Tyler. How long have you been a poet?
You know, just within the last week.
Very good.
Very good. What is the title of your poem, Tyler?
Okay, well, I'm from Northern California, so my poem is called Thank God I Do Meth.
I like the title. This is Tyler on You're the Poet with his poem, That's Why I Do Meth.
Thank God I Do Meth.
Thank God I Do Meth. All right, very good.
It's loosely based off the John Denver song. But anyway, here we go. Okay. Life in the lab is kind of laid back. There's not much an old tweaker like me can't hack. I never have to rise because I never hit the sack. Thank God I do meth. The tweaker kind of life never done me any harm. But my friends are in jail for the trail on their arm. I get what I need by stealing from a farm. Thank God I do meth. I've got a tweaked out wife. I've got a meth pipe. I'd get a real job, but I'm not that type. Why work when you can get high as a kite?
Uh-huh.
Thank God I do meth.
Thank God.
Wow.
That's I'm a little misty.
We're going to go around the room here. We're going to start, Rob. I hate to keep putting you on the spot.
That's all right.
I'll
take the hot seat.
We're going to start with you, Rob. What do you think? Do we keep him or throw
him
back?
Well, we're not playing You're the Satirist. We're playing You're the Poet.
And that's so a negative vote for Mr. Spiewak.
I'm going to pass.
Buzz, what do you think of our Sacramento entry, Tyler?
There's something there, but nothing we're interested in. So I, too, will pass.
That's 2-1, but I'm going to make it unanimous, Tyler. I'm terribly sorry. It's right. So the satire was sound. But we just didn't love the poem.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks
all right.
a lot.
All right.
I hate to crush those dreams.
I know.
I really, really
do.
Do
you want to check on Victor to make sure he's okay?
Make sure
to.
He's doing it.
It's awfully hot. You're supposed to check on old people.
Victor,
when it's
you
hot.
Doing okay?
Huh?
Yeah, hang in there. Okay, very good. Let's get back to Randy.
That was so perfect.
Let's go to Gary. Let's get an Edgewater guy down in Maryland. Edgewater, Maryland, Gary. I'm sorry. Gary, are you ready with your poem?
I believe so, yeah.
Everybody sounds like Victor today.
I have one, too.
Exactly.
How old are you, Gary?
How am I?
How old are you, sir? 48.
48.
48 years young. And, Gary, what is the title of your poem?
Oh, it didn't have a title until about 15 minutes ago. Let's call it Mary Had a Little Watch.
Mary Had a Little Watch?
Yes.
This is Gary from Edgewater, ladies and gentlemen. With Mary Had a Little Watch. Rob is putting his thumb down already.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, Gary.
Mary had a little watch. She swallowed it one day. She started taking castor oil to pass the time away. Castor oil didn't work. Time refused to pass. If you want to know what time it is, just look up Mary's uncle. He has a watch.
You know, I don't think that was original.
No, I'm sure that he's known it for a long time.
I'm sorry. Everybody's shaking their head. That was a fine try, but no, Gary, we're going to let you go on that one. Let's move on down the line to Tom, another Kansas entry, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, that's where all the good poetry comes from.
All right,
Mike.
Tom, what is the title of your poem?
Always has.
Congratulations, Mike.
Congratulations, that's the title of your poem?
Nice.
No, that's not the name of the poem. It's just, I just wanted to wish you congratulations.
Thank you very much. I'm not sure for what, but we certainly appreciate that, Tom.
You're quite welcome.
And now we will need the title of the poem. We've tapped into a whole underbelly of our audience right here.
Yes, you have two choices. I can give you one that I wrote for my students, or I can give you one that I wrote for my mother.
Boy, what a choice that is.
Yes.
So I make a choice. I'd like to
Rob,
choose.
Go ahead. Yes, you pick. Yeah, I don't care.
You. I choose you go to another caller.
Rob is choosing going
no,
to another caller.
Oh, my God. No.
I'm going to – I don't like the idea of the students.
Yeah,
one.
He's recycling stuff that wasn't written for this contest.
Yes,
in which
it's really
got to
be written
poet.
For the contest. But let me hear the one you wrote for Mommy.
Mommy?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go.
Mother.
Go
ahead.
And I reserve the right to put the explosive charge underneath your
the
butt.
The kibosh.
Okay.
All
very
right?
good.
All
it's right. called Flower of the Day.
Love Flower it. Of the Day.
Yes.
Let's listen.
This is Tom from Kansas with Flower of the Day.
You're the poet.
Given the time, consider the man, the woman, the child, blessed by your affect. Then, water this late winter consideration with your tears of joy, and feed it with your bright eyes, and see what it turns into by evening. Certainly this flora might survive for a time without such...
I am terribly sorry. We do have to maintain our standards here. Somehow we lost that call from Kansas, Buzz.
He took it seriously.
What is it about? Well, I want on the fly a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? I'm
exactly.
looking for on the fly.
I'm looking for witty.
Let's go to John, Evanburg, Pennsylvania. John, what is your poem's title?
Hey, great to get through, Mike. Can I give a little bit of background on it?
Sure. But, I mean, is this another one you got out of your steamer trunk 10 years ago?
No, actually, this is actually the anniversary of my writing this. This is my wedding anniversary.
No. I'm sorry. No. We cannot accept that.
No, this isn't. Wait,
all right, what now? What? I'll give you 5 more seconds. What?
Okay. I'm the seventh son, and I wrote this because my older brothers and sisters were telling me that I had to have 7 sons to pass this on.
I'm sorry. Goodbye. Thank you very much. They don't understand. Noah, Cedar Rapids, Iowa. We got to carry this over, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Noah, Cedar Rapids, and we're looking for relevance, you know, like the quick fire. We want somebody who maybe penned it 5 minutes
on
ago.
On a napkin or something.
Thank you.
Just write it and call us.
I can give you, we had a porn guy
something
on a minute ago.
We can enjoy.
Noah, what is the title of your poem?
It's called I'm the Only Lover.
All right. All right, Noah.
And is this fresh?
In a way, I'm digging it, though. I have to admit I am digging it.
It's called I'm the Only Lover?
I'm the Only Lover. This is Noah from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. I have the explosives underneath you, Noah. Do not disappoint us. You're the last one in this segment. Go ahead.
You're the poet.
All right, here goes. Uh-huh. I am the only lover I've ever had. Don't be mad or sad. I'm really not that bad. There is some frustration not getting the substitute for self-pleasure. No need for hesitation when I need a release of tension. And did I mention that I have the kung fu grip so it won't slip at the peak of pleasure? Don't have to measure up to other lovers since I'm the only one. Just lotion and a mag is all I need for fun. No foreplay is needed. Just wham, bam, thank you, hand. Don't have to get me drunk or buy me nice things. I may hurt myself if war rings. All I really need is me, since I'm the only lover I've ever had.
Oh, God. All right. I don't know what I got into here. Uh-huh. I don't know why I'm laughing either.
It's all going to be fine.
Rob, what do you think of Noah's poem about his wonderful relationship with his hand?
Well, no pun intended, but I'm grading on a curve. I say we keep it.
I say he's a keeper. What do you say, Buzz?
It was poorly delivered, but I watched him write it online. I like it. I say yes to Noah.
All right, Noah, we're going to keep you in there as a finalist. We got room for a lot more poets, and there's Victor and everybody else. I pulled it out of an old steamer trunk. You're the poet. What the hell have I done?
You've opened up a box of worms.
We will finish up, hopefully get a grand prize winner for $100,
sure.
And we will also have the Hollywood Buzz when we come back with more poetry right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.